This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us on the radio. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
And Mark.
As always, you're invited to join us on the air here. The toll free number.
I come in special on a Friday night. No special introduction. No Mark is here to take over for nothing.
No, you're pretty typical. You're not very special.
Oh, that's right. Daryl's usually on.
Yeah, Daryl's going. Now, Daryl's doing
the
something special.
The co-hosts don't even know I'm not supposed to be here.
Daryl is doing something special. He is running a marathon tomorrow for the first time in his life. He is like Iron Man. The guy's had an incredible transformation. You want to talk about special and dynamic, Daryl W. Perry. He's your guy.
I've been on both of my days off this week.
Oh, that's really going out of your way.
Speaking of marathons.
You came in last night because you were bored at home.
I was not. I was coming back from jiu-jitsu class.
You didn't want to be bored at home.
Well...
You knew there was an open seat. You were listening to the show. You heard that Heather didn't show up, and you said, "I want to come in and be on the radio."
All of those facts are inaccurate.
What should I say to make them accurate? Because they got to be close.
I generally stop by on a Thursday.
Do you?
Heather wasn't here, so I sat in that chair. Daryl asked me if I wanted to have the microphone turned on.
Yeah. All right.
She had enough, huh?
No. She got sick or something like that. So.
That is allowed here.
That's true. So anyway, we've got stuff to talk about as always here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, and good luck to Daryl in his marathon tomorrow. The dude has had an incredible transformation over the last 3 years, I guess, two, three years.
Yeah.
Took off basically 100 pounds, 150 pounds of weight, and is going to the gym every single day and is constantly running like every day, every other day.
Yeah, he's really into it.
He's been doing half marathons, and now he's ready to go on up to the full marathon. So apparently it's happening in northern Maine. Probably not going to be the best weather for it, but,
cold.
He's hardcore. He is hardcore.
It's freezing here.
Seems ill-advised.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you start running, then you tend to warm up. I mean, I've climbed the mountain here in Keene. It's been a few years, but...
No mountain in Keene.
It's just outside of Keene. I'm sorry. Thank you. Yes.
The
Monadnock region is named after Mount Monadnock. The supposedly most climbed mountain in, what, North America or something like that?
I don't know, type that in while we're talking, because you've said it so many times.
I don't know.
We're repeating ourselves, and we finally were believing what we're saying, even though it probably just started off as a rumor.
But I can tell you, even if it's the dead of winter, and you start climbing up that mountain, you're going to start taking layers off.
Like,
you're not even going to get up a quarter or a third of the way before you've shed two or three different layers, and you're down to, like... You know, a t-shirt or something like that. So you will warm up.
Here's what I want to know.
Yeah.
The deadliest mountain in the world.
Kilimanjaro?
Is that just, you're just naming mountains?
Yeah.
How many people have died on
it? It has the name Kill in it.
It has the word Kill in it. How many people have died on Mount Kilimanjaro?
I have no idea. I don't know anything about climbing mountains.
Okay. I'm gonna proffer Mount Washington.
Really?
Yeah.
That's more than New Hampshire, too.
More than 100 people dead on it.
You know why?
It's only 6,000 feet, has its own weather patterns. Silly Yankees.
They think they can just handle
it. Think that you can, climb up in flip-flops and shorts. And,
isn't it like snowing up
the way
there
up there
in the
dead.
Summer? Isn't it snowing in there in the
sometimes,
summertime or whatever?
Yeah,
the conditions change very rapidly, so you can go from, like, good weather to terrible conditions over a matter of minutes, I guess.
So, some other things that are subject to change. The Bitcoin price. It's been an amazing record-setting week here this week, for Bitcoin, where we saw peaks. And depending on the market that you were looking at, some markets got up to $18,000, $19,000 for one U.S. or $19,000 for one Bitcoin. And the Bitcoin average price, I believe, did eclipse $17,000 before tumbling all the way down to where it was 2 days ago, at like $15,000. And today it's sort of been making its way back up, and what's it at, like close to, I think close to 16,000 right now. So it's just been an amazing roller coaster ride on Bitcoin, and it's got everybody talking. I mean, maybe not everybody, but certainly a lot of people in the news media are discussing Bitcoin, which of course means they're trotting out the supposed financial experts. Oh, this Bitcoin has crossed over $10,000. What was that, a week ago now or something like that? It crossed $10,000, so we're talking about it, but we need to make sure people know to be afraid and to be very afraid about Bitcoin. So they've trotted out this Jim Cramer guy from Mad Money.
Mad Money.
Now, he does a show on CNBC, I believe it is. They've got his top five reasons for being suspicious of Bitcoin.
Stark Industries is a weapons manufacturer that doesn't manufacture weapons.
That's a comic book thing, right?
He was actually in one of those movies.
Oh, he was an actor?
Yeah, the first Iron Man.
So,
well, I mean, you know, Jim Cramer is a money guy who happened to be an Iron Man.
Cramer is not, you know, this isn't his first time attacking Bitcoin. I'm not intimately familiar with the man's show or whatever. I know he's kind of a name in the talking head scene on television news channels, but that's about all I know about the guy. I know that in this clip, which is really not much more than a minute long, he just straight up lies.
So why am I suspicious of this fabulous table game that's made people so much money?
Table game?
Well, first, no one knows who created it.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Table game. Is Bitcoin a game to this man?
If it's as good of a game as the stock market, I suppose. I suppose, foreign exchange market.
So you're saying that stocks are a game and that it's all gambling?
No, stocks are.
Because I agree with you. Stocks
ownership.
Are straight up gambling,
no,
in my opinion.
Stocks are ownership of a company. Company have people working for them. Bitcoin isn't a stock. Bitcoin is closer to a virtual commodity.
But it's risky still, like stock investing. I mean, even if you know things about the company, you don't know whether they're going to succeed or fail. Yeah, I mean, that's what makes it different from, like, casino gambling. It's not as random as betting on a roulette wheel or something like that, because you can, at least you can tell yourself going into buying a stock, well, I've done my research. I know who runs this company, and I know what the product is, and I believe that people are going to want to buy this product in the future. Okay, I'll give you that. But it's still gambling, because you have no idea whether or not it's going to go up. You may believe strongly that it does, but you could be completely wrong about what the market wants, and it could crash, and you could fail. Ultimately, Bitcoin is also a bit of a gamble. Like, sure, you can look at the charts, and you can see that over the history, the 9-year history of Bitcoin, overall, it's gone up. Sure, it's had its bumps in the road, no doubt about that, but every time it's crashed, it's always recovered. Now, does that mean that's always going to be the case? Of course not. Past performance is not indicative of the future of what's going to happen, right? These are basic things that I'm not an investor, but even I understand these basic concepts here. So is it a gamble? Yeah, of course. You should never invest anything you can't afford to lose. But to be afraid of Bitcoin because we don't know who created it, why does that even matter?
In this case, it doesn't.
Why not?
Well, we have the source code for it, so we can look at it. We can see what's going on. There's lots of people who have looked at the source code, looked at security issues, looked at, you know, economical aspects of it. And while the economics people tend to seem, well, they tend to dislike it. It's certainly been looked at by a heck of a lot of people. So,
well, so here's what
that's actually going to address one of his next objections as well, yeah, too.
My experience with this is that professionals who are used to be listened to.
Like Jim Cramer?
Well, generally. You figure it out. I mean, you know, I had a friend who's a dentist, knowing nothing about my magic mud, a tooth powder that you and I have both used.
Yep, I still use it. I use the toothpaste version because it's easier.
But it's not as effective as the powder and whitening teeth. Yep, you're right. But you've used it in the past,
yeah,
and now you keep the pace going, and you're probably getting some effect. Anyway, presumed that this charcoalized bentonite clay or whatever the heck is in my magic mud was highly abrasive and therefore cleaning teeth.
Mm.
Like, just came right out and, you know, made this assessment knowing nothing about the product.
Mm.
This happens over and over again.
I'm an expert.
People will give their opinion on stuff they know nothing about.
Right.
Jim Cramer doesn't really know anything about Bitcoin.
Despite the fact that he's been spending his time and airtime attacking it on more than one occasion. in the last few years. We'll give you the other four objections that Jim Cramer has, and who did create Bitcoin. Maybe we should talk a little bit more about that. Satoshi Nakamoto, this anonymous individual or group of individuals, space alien, who knows, the universe manifesting itself. Who did create Bitcoin, and should we ever find out, or is it better if we don't? This is Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite. Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home Security System delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Jim Cramer's back on television attacking Bitcoin. The host of a show on CNBC called Mad Money came out with a 5 reasons why he's suspicious of Bitcoin. Apparently he hasn't bothered to go to Bitcoin.com to actually read anything about Bitcoin, because he's totally, you know, talking out his butt in this this clip, which we're going to play more from you here in moments. But if you actually want to learn something about Bitcoin, rather than, you know, staying steeped in ignorance like Jim Cramer, you can go to Bitcoin.com, and that's where you can learn the basics about the amazing world's first decentralized cryptocurrency and why it's important to know about. Plus, if you are new, or if you're not new to Bitcoin, if you're old school and you want to get the latest news headlines, Bitcoin.com's got them from around the globe. So you can go to news.bitcoin.com to check out their news site. If you need to pull up a quick conversion of price to U.S. dollars to Bitcoin or vice versa, I've been using tools.bitcoin.com. I used to use a different website, and I use tools.bitcoin.com now because they actually have Bitcoin Cash, and the old site I used only had Bitcoin. So now I can do either one of them there, which is pretty handy.
Convenient.
I unfortunately used it to convert what the price of the median Bitcoin transaction is today, because there's a website called earn.com that'll show you what the current median transaction is, but it only gives it to you in Satoshis. So you don't know. I mean, you can't look at a bunch of Satoshis, which is the smallest unit.
Yeah.
It's the smallest unit of a Bitcoin. It's like, what, one?
About a hundredth of a cent.
Well, a million Satoshis is one Bitcoin, basically, right? I think
it's 10 million.
Is it 10 million? Okay, I thought it was 8 dozen. Okay, well, anyway, yeah, you might be right, 10 million Satoshis, but it's very small. And so when they tell you it's 100,000 Satoshis for, you know, the median fee to send a Bitcoin transaction, that doesn't mean much to me, so I have to go and, you know, go to tools.bitcoin.com to look at it. Turns out the median fee today is over $17 in Bitcoin.
I spent $35. But
to send a Bitcoin transaction?
That was like expedited, so it was like less than 20.
Expedited?
Yeah. But
wow,
yeah.
$35 to send a Bitcoin transaction.
Yeah.
Is that your record? Is that the highest you've
ever? I've never spent anywhere near that before. Yeah. But I also selected, you know, like 20 minutes or less, basically, and it was there almost instantly. So.
Sure. That's what's happening is Bitcoin's, it's a mess because it's full. And the transactions are maxed out, and so everybody's bidding up. If you want to get your transaction through, you can. You just got to be a high bidder.
Yeah, usually I'm the opposite, and I bid like low,
right.
and it goes through usually within several hours, and I'm satisfied. You know, if it costs me 70 cents or something like that to send a transaction, and
I've had transactions sitting now for 2 days straight. I was trying what you did, what you normally do with the low ball, the fees.
Yeah, what'd you do? What was it? Did you set like economic or?
I can customize it. I'm sending from the full node software, so mm-hmm. there's not like preset economic big or whatever.
Oh, right. On the desktop software there isn't.
You just have to tell it how many Satoshis per byte to send.
Yeah, what'd you pay roughly?
I paid like a third of what the median fee was.
And what was that?
I don't remember. I mean, I can pull it up for you if it really is that important. But it was like a third or less than what the recommended median fee was.
Okay.
So below. So okay. That would be an economic or whatever, and it's been stuck for more than 2 days.
Okay, I've had
so,
that.
It's awful.
I've had that happen, like, yeah. But by like the, I think the lowest fee if you set like nothing, it would take like a week basically.
Or they might even bounce it back because
maybe.
Right now the Bitcoin mempool, which is the place where all the uncleared transactions sit, I believe. Is it hitting record highs now? I think
so. I've heard.
Yeah. So bad news. It's amazing how Bitcoin is able to continue to rise in price, even being as broken and you know not as useful as it once was. But regardless, it's still a technology you need to know about because some people are getting into it. They don't care about the idea that Bitcoin at one time was an actual currency that you could really use to buy things with. It used to be like that, like a couple years ago, and now it's just something people buy and sit on in the hopes that it goes up in price. So will it go up forever? We can't predict that. Go to Bitcoin.com if you want to learn more about it. Jim Cramer says he's suspicious of Bitcoin. He's got 5 reasons why. We're going to share those with you. His first reason that he mentions, and it's a quick little video, but his first reason was that the creator of Bitcoin is anonymous. And that is actually a good thing. And the reason why is, if nobody finds out who Satoshi Nakamoto is, then they can't kill him, or put him, or her, whoever, in a prison cell. Which you better believe there would be people trying to find and hurt Satoshi Nakamoto. Even if it wasn't the government, other people might be.
Right. If you think about companies or organizations that... you know, have made it so that people can transact in certain ways. It appears as though only gun dealers are the only ones that are immune from getting sort of locked up for the results. They'll throw bartenders in jail for serving drunks. Mm. They'll do all kinds of stuff out there. So, you're darn right. They'll blame Satoshi Nakamoto for money laundering and drug dealing that he didn't do.
Right.
There's even people who learn the hard way. Somebody at MIT wrote some software for basically a cryptocurrency miner in the browser, and New Jersey tried to extradite him.
Wow.
He never stepped foot in New Jersey, from what I understand. And
did they succeed?
I believe not, but okay. I think it eventually got
extradited from where?
Massachusetts.
Okay.
Because he was MIT. He was an MIT student.
Got it.
It wasn't, the code had never even been used. It was just, it was developed, but I don't even think it had been tested yet. And they tried to extradite him. So
let's go on with Jim Cramer's five reasons he doesn't trust or is suspicious of Bitcoin from CNBC.
Second, no one knows how much the creator reserved for themselves.
Well,
you do.
Yeah, there's this thing with Bitcoin. It's called a public ledger. And now anybody who actually went to Bitcoin.com or the Wikipedia article about Bitcoin would probably learn this. It's one of the most basic things that you can learn about Bitcoin, is that it's based on a public ledger, which means that anyone can go and look at it. It's public, and it's a ledger, which means that you can see where everything is. You can't hide things on a public ledger. Now, it certainly is a big ledger. It's a ledger that has existed for 9 years and has a lot of Bitcoin transactions on it over time. But there are some technically adept people who can write tools to help you analyze things like big pieces of data.
Right. So what Jim Cramer says here is demonstrably false.
Yes, he's lying.
However, you can presume that Satoshi Nakamoto or whomever that is, or whom, you know, like however many people that might be, probably mined some of the early Bitcoins.
Absolutely, he did. In fact, there are certain Bitcoins, there are certain, like, wallets that have never been, like, spent, right? Like, never from the early days.
Do you guys remember, I know I read a statistic the other day, actually, like, what the number of Bitcoins were that were mined? Because there was a set number that have never moved, and there was a number attached to it, I believe.
Yeah, we've heard this in the past, but offhand, I don't remember what
it was.
Is.
Just the other day, too. I thought it was like 250-something.
But it wasn't anything overwhelming. It wasn't any amount that would allow Satoshi Nakamoto to sink the network or sink the price if he all of a sudden cashed it all out at once. I mean, it wasn't like a detrimental amount of Bitcoin. It was a decent amount, as you would expect the founder of the currency to be able to have.
Do you guys know how many Bitcoins there are in circulation?
Over 16 million.
Okay.
Getting closer to 17 million.
16 million Bitcoin, 15 million millionaires out there. Every millionaire is going to want a Bitcoin. You're telling me this stuff's going down?
We don't know what's going to happen in the future. The
toll free
number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, but that's a strong argument that it might go up. 855-450-3733. More of these, mostly lies from Jim Cramer coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can dial in toll-free here and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Mark.
And Bitcoin isn't the only crypto on the block these days, so to speak. Digital cash, a.k.a. Dash, is making an impact, especially here in New Hampshire. I posted an article earlier today over at freekeen.com, or maybe it was last. No, I guess it was late last night. I think I finally finished that up. But anyway, no, it was today. Anyway, it was about how Dash is entering into the New Hampshire retail marketplace. Because right now, as you said, Chris, you sent a Bitcoin transaction today, and you paid $35. Now, you paid a little more than maybe the...
I didn't have to pay anywhere near that, but I did because I wanted it to get there really fast.
But if you were to pay the median fee, which is to say the amount that is... let's call it a little more typical, where half the transactions are higher than that amount and half of them are lower, then you would have spent $17 to send that transaction at the median level. So, I mean, that's an insane amount of fees, and it makes it so, you know, as we announced earlier this week, the gaming platform Steam, which is the world's, I don't know if it's the largest, but it's big. I mean, it's incredibly popular as far as gaming delivery system. Like, people can order video games on this platform, and they, you know, they come straight to their computer and install, so you don't have to go and, you know, back in the old days, we used to go and grab a box off a shelf at a Best Buy or order a box through a mail and they'd send us a disc. Well, now you don't have to do that with Steam. You used to be able, you could pay with Bitcoin, but they decided to stop accepting it. And the disappointing, most disappointing part was they didn't replace it with anything. So even though Steam could have been like, well, we're going to get rid of Bitcoin, but we'll accept Dash or Bitcoin Cash, they haven't done anything else. So they just got rid of cryptocurrency.
Does anybody know what method they were using to accept it? I mean, I'm presumably they were using BitPay or something.
Probably
like that.
BitPay, but I don't know.
Probably if BitPay would get on board
with adding other currencies.
I mean, they're going to start losing retailers because
they are
going to.
They've already lost every retailer that is a food retailer here in Keene, New Hampshire, because there are several businesses, as you know, in downtown Keene, New Hampshire, this little town of 20-some thousand people, where you can spend Bitcoin, if you're insane. Now, those very same Bitcoin-accepting retailers are accepting Dash, and that's what part of the article is about over at FreeKeene.com. We can share that with you a little bit later.
Yeah, I'm glad, too, because I pay for lunch every day in Bitcoin or Dash. And
you are one of the most dedicated payers.
Well, I have switched to using Dash now that it's an option, and it's a heck of a lot better than paying, 70 cents to a couple of bucks.
70 cents, you're going to get stuck for a week at this point if you try to spend 70 cents worth of Bitcoin on a transaction.
Yeah, it probably, I don't know.
And that freaks the owners out, too.
That was a couple weeks ago that it's been a couple weeks at least since
When you lowball the fee, the owner gets a notice from BitPay saying, uh-oh, this transaction is delayed. And then, maybe they're not as intimately familiar with how Bitcoin works as we are, and so they might start sweating God, did I just hand out,
one of the things I was doing when I was doing that is I always was making sure it went through. And if it didn't,
you'd follow up on it.
I'd follow up on it because I wasn't, I don't want anybody to get, screwed out of money or anything.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't want to have to watch a transaction to see whether or not it goes through.
No,
I may forget.
I never had a transaction not go through, so I don't know.
Really? You found you had a bounce back?
I've had transactions not go through because I was too cheap and put too small of a...
Well, the good news is with Dash, you don't have those problems. You're looking at maybe a couple few cents maximum generally per transaction to send Dash. It's a digital money platform, and it's designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy. Fees are low, transactions are quick, and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, so go to Dash.org and find out why. Now, Dash is entering into the marketplace here in New Hampshire. We've got it. It's heavy out in the seacoast. It's heavy in Keene, and we're looking to expand it even further, because cryptocurrency is here to stay. Whether or not Bitcoin is operable as a currency is irrelevant to the future of the idea of getting money out of the hands of banks, getting out of the hands of governments. And that's what makes people like Jim Cramer nervous. This guy on CNBC who went off today and attacked, or yesterday, I guess, on his show on CNBC and attacked Bitcoin. He's in the background of, they've got the set in the background with like the big screen TVs with logos and things like that on them. In the background, it says Bitcoin, the wild, wild west. Scary, right? The Wild West was a supposedly dangerous, scary place, and people were getting shot and killed and all that.
I'm willing to bet the Wild Wild West, if you took several of the towns there and then looked at crime over the course of say 30 years and then compared it to, I don't know, where are we talking about, Wall Street? Let's compare it to Manhattan. And I'm willing to bet there's more crime in Manhattan per capita than there was in the Wild Wild West.
Didn't somebody do that at one point?
Yeah, it's called the Mild Mild West, if you choose to look up the story. And I believe it was 10 times New York City. Now, that's not Manhattan. It's the whole, all five boroughs. But 10 times New York City per capita. And 26 times, a 26th of Baltimore.
You know what gets me when people criticize Bitcoins is they're always criticizing Bitcoin specifically, and they're not looking at the bigger picture.
The technology?
Bitcoin, yeah, it's Bitcoin is basically 1.0 of the technology.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it's actually worked.
It was point zero.
Is it still in beta?
It's, you know, considering how far it's gotten us, it's actually quite surprising.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, you know, I don't know. It seems like kind of a cop-out to attack Bitcoin rather than...
Well, they have to. People like Jim Cramer, these are the old money people. These are the bankers. These are the, I mean, it's every week. It's Alan Greenspan. It's Jim Cramer. It's, you know, we've gone through this laundry list of big names in the financial sectors. These guys have money in other places besides cryptocurrency, and they feel like this is a threat to them, so they have to attack the upcoming threat. And
but they could just get in if they wanted to, so they really believe, to some extent, they believe this.
They could. Let's go to Vernon. He's in New Orleans listening online. Hello, Vernon.
So if I were in my own large business and I just wanted to process Bitcoin transactions myself, and I don't know anything about Bitcoin, so I'm just asking, and if I wanted to process those myself, could I just set up my own little mining operation to avoid those fees? Or is that just like ridiculously, you know, resource dependent?
So first of all, the mining operations are the people who get the fees. So the people who are...
Right, so setting up your own won't solve that.
Well, if you set up a mining operation, then you might be able to actually get a piece of some of that, but it's hard because the mining is very, very difficult.
We're not talking about a cheap mining operation.
No, it's expensive.
You can't get a two-year-old miner and expect to get anything out of that.
You'd have to set up a huge mining operation to make it work because the blocks, I think it's every... You'd have to have blocks coming at you, like, constantly.
Well, but I mean, you can join...
Would I have to accept other people's transactions, or could I just do my own?
No. Okay, so the way that Bitcoin mining works, without getting too technical, because none of it... Well, I mean, you could probably get really technical, Chris, but Mark and I were not engineers. But the way the mining works is these miners are competing around the globe to try to find what are called blocks. And the blocks are the places that the transactions that are happening on the network are stored and confirmed and basically written to that public ledger that we were talking about. That's called the blockchain. So any miner that finds a block is given what's called a block reward, which right now is 12.5 bitcoins. And if you do the math, that's worth a lot of money. And so as you might imagine, you know, right now Bitcoin's worth about roughly 16,000 US dollars. So 12.5 times 16,000 is what your reward basically is for finding one of these blocks. So as you might imagine, a bunch of people have put a lot of time and effort into building some very sophisticated and expensive mining operations in the hopes that they will be able to successfully find these blocks. Now, that's not to say that the individual can't get involved, because the individual can join what's called mining pools. And hang on, Vernon, we can continue to discuss here. But as far as if you're a business owner who just wants to accept Bitcoin, you don't need to get into mining. Mining's like a hobby, basically, I mean, for people in North America, because it's hard to make money at it.
Or a business in China.
Yeah, exactly. There's more coming in here. It's Free Talk Live.
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions, and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world, and featured on Fox Business's Innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial toll-free. Bring up what you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. The old money people once again on the attack. I mean, it's nonstop. Normally, if you're the king of the hill, you're supposed to ignore the upstarts that are trying to displace you, right?
Right.
Well, they just can't ignore Bitcoin, can they?
What's the Gandhi saying?
First they ignore you.
Then they laugh at you, then they attack you, and then you win.
That's right.
I think we're past the ignoring and the laughing part.
Definitely in the attacking phase, right. For sure. So the toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Also, don't forget you can join us online. We're just stopping into the Free Talk Live forum over at forum.freetalklive.com. We got new signups there every single day. It's great to see people getting off of Facebook and using a useful, productive way to converse with others online. And I heard Daryl talking about the forum last night, calling it old school. No, it's actually not. It's very modern. I mean, forums are an old school concept.
Yes.
But this particular forum is very modern. It's very easy to use. It's intuitive, and it's fast as well. Like old school forums, when you hit post, you had to wait for the whole page to reload before you'd actually see your post show up. This one, you just hit post and your post shows up. So it's much, much smoother, very, very modern, very nice. And it's free, so go to forum.freetalklive.com and you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners there. I think both of you guys are also on the forum.
I am, yep.
Your name there is Penguin, though, right?
Yeah. Mr. Penguin or Mr. Penguin,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, one either. Anyway, drop on in at forum.freetalklive.com. Vernon's on the line in New Orleans. He's new to cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, but you were asking the question, Vernon, what is it like to be a business owner and accept Bitcoin? Do you have to have a mining rig? And the answer is no, not at all. Bitcoin accepting businesses or crypto business, you know, like Dash accepting, other accepting businesses. All they have to do to accept cryptocurrencies is go and get signed up with a merchant services provider like AnyPay, and you can do that over at anypay.global. And, in fact, I talk a lot about AnyPay in the most recent article I posted over at FreeKeen. It is one of the newest entrants in the Bitcoin kind of processing marketplace, and they're doing an awesome job. It's actually headed up by one of our former co-hosts, Derek J. Freeman, and his talented programmer boyfriend, Steven Zeiler. So highly recommend you check that out. They make it super easy. If you've got like a point of sale at a brick-and-mortar style business, AnyPay is the way to go. If you've got an online business, you want to go with another option. I don't think AnyPay has anything else besides like a retail style point of sale system. Who are you using on thinkpenguin.com, Chris?
So we haven't actually moved over to anything better. So we're still on BitPay.
BitPay's a fine option for accepting.
It does work. Yeah,
online.
It does work great. You actually don't even need a wallet with BitPay because you can actually convert to US dollars if you want to. I don't know why anybody would want to.
You mean as a business owner?
Yeah, yeah. So you don't even really need to be technical, and you can kind of still ignore the ups and downs if you want.
So, Vernon, yeah, you don't need to mine at all to accept payments at your business. Did that help you understand or answer the question?
It does help. I was just, my angle is more about avoiding those transaction fees that you all keep talking about.
The best way to avoid the transaction fees is if you get one of the custodial wallets out there. The biggest one is Coinbase. So if there's a transaction that occurs within Coinbase, you won't pay the fee because Coinbase holds all your coins.
You mean if someone else has Coinbase,
right,
and they send you Bitcoin on Coinbase?
That's correct.
The problem, though, with recommending Coinbase is this week they've been down quite a bit.
They'll do that again the next time there's a bunch of activity.
Every time there's a bunch of, like a flurry of action in the Bitcoin market and people are buying and selling like crazy, Coinbase just crashes. And or Mark, I think you suggested they're just flipping a switch and turning things off on purpose.
The Wall Street does that. I mean, you know, the NASDAQ stops trading.
So, I mean, I can't really recommend Coinbase generally. In fact, there was a situation where we were at one of the local places that accepts Bitcoin.
That was terrible.
And it was really embarrassing because there was a guy who was new. I mean, he wasn't new to Bitcoin. This was the funny thing. It was like this guy was experienced. Like he knew Bitcoin, but he had Coinbase. And he used Coinbase to pay his bill at this Bitcoin accepting business that we were at. And we're sitting there watching, and there's, you know, a couple of us in line. Luckily, no one else was in the place. We have our meetups here at 2 in the afternoon specifically, so we're, like, likely to be the only people in any given restaurant. Because 2 in the afternoon, it's after lunch hour, it's before dinner, so they're not that busy. So luckily, nobody who was a new customer that wasn't with us was waiting. And the guy hit the send button on his wallet, and the screen, the payment software, was just sitting there waiting for payment. And normally when you hit send with Bitcoin or Dash or whatever, it instantly lights up or within no more than 3 to 5 seconds.
It doesn't confirm but instantly, but it will show up.
It shows that
it was, you know, that somebody initiated a transaction.
Right, but in this case, it just sat there. And we're all just like, well, this is really unusual. Is somebody's internet down? Check your phone. No, he's still got internet. The tablet had internet, so neither device had lost internet. And he was certain he'd sent the Bitcoin. And ultimately, what we figured happened was Coinbase just didn't send the transaction out. He'd ordered them to, but they just hadn't gotten around to it. Maybe they were backed up with a bunch of orders, and they, you know, sent them all out as a big batch or were just clogged or something like that. But because of that, the cashier was, you know, she doesn't know about all this stuff. She's like, well, you know, we need the money, dude. And so we assured them, hey, it's going to come through. I said, look, if it doesn't come through, I'll cover it. You know, if this guy leaves before the transaction goes through, I'll just take care of it. And so later on, you know, we finally looked at it. I don't remember if it actually had gone through or not later.
Yeah,
I think I did end up covering it or something.
No, it did end up going through. Yeah. Yeah, no. I think the reason I don't think what they're doing is they're doing like batch processing. So they're waiting until a bunch of transactions. So
that's a problem. That's a problem.
And, yeah. And as a result, this is what happens.
So Coinbase has big problems. It's not something I recommend as either a wallet provider or for merchants.
But now that was Bitcoin now, so it
wasn't, was Bitcoin.
If it was Dash, I wonder
but
if
Coinbase
it would,
doesn't have Dash.
That's true. Good point.
So
yeah.
you don't have that problem.
I had that happen once to me before, actually. But
where you were waiting?
Yeah, it actually was a week before they actually sent it. But
oh my God.
Well, it wasn't quite the same situation. It was actually with Save at Purse. So it was when I was getting out the Bitcoin Cash from the, you know, when the fork happened. And so they were doing something similar, and I was a little surprised when it didn't.
It took too long. It took
a week. Yeah.
So. Vernon, anything else you want to share? Any other questions?
It's amazing to me that I would possibly have to accept an IOU in order to be able to take, you know, Bitcoin. And if only they could make it as easy as swiping a credit card. And, you know, I know that it's like a 2.3% plus a 30 cents fee. You know, I just can't imagine, you know, this being attractive to customers. And and then the other concern I have is what happens when the, you know, yes, Bitcoin continues to just fly high, but what happens when the bottom falls out? And then, you know, I don't even know.
You lose value.
Well, it'll go down in value, right? But the value is going to just go down tremendously. To businesses, it just seems like it's got to be a little bit more stable before it will be widely adopted, more than just some sort of an investment.
Yeah,
you know,
I tend to agree with you, which is why we're going around promoting Dash to businesses. But that can also be unstable. The whole cryptocurrency market is shooting up right now, and it just passed over $400 billion in global value for all cryptocurrencies combined.
I kind of feel like a lot of people's perception of it is wrong. I mean, we say it's unstable, but at the end of the day, it hasn't really... It's been fairly stable for years and years and years. Yes, it fluctuates a bit, but so does the dollar. So
you call going from $10,000 to $16,000 in a handful of days stable?
No, I mean, that's unstable in an upward direction, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's the direction you want things to go.
Right.
But, I mean, he's right. It could go down. It did drop from 17 to 15.
The problem is, even when it goes down,
or yesterday,
it ends up going back up, and you still end up, at least in my experience has been, you end up doing better, whether you're a merchant or you're somebody holding the
as opposed
Bitcoin.
To dollars, which are going to go down in value.
Right.
You can guarantee that.
If you look at, like, Canadian dollars or Australian dollars compared to U.S. dollars, well, the same thing happens. $1 Canada was on parity with the U.S. for a while, and now it's back up to 1.5 versus 1.
Just look at the value of the dollar on its own. The U.S. dollar on its own doesn't buy today what it bought 10 years ago, what it bought 20 years ago, what it bought 30 years ago. The old example of the shopping cart, I'm sure you've seen this visualization online where it shows you what $100 would have bought you in 1970, 1980, 1990, and 2000, and the amount in the shopping cart just goes down and down. And down. So you want to talk about unstable currencies, stick with the dollar and see what happens
with your value.
Thank
you, guys. Have a
Thanks,
good night.
Vernon. I appreciate hearing from you. But he's right. Vernon is right that these are issues that the business owners face.
Oh, absolutely.
The uncertainty, the customers. If you're standing in line and somebody's having trouble paying with Bitcoin, that's embarrassing. There's more coming up.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive. You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.